I need a jet stream pattern assessment, go get it. And tell me the direction that the fuel tank is headed. Scram jetpack straps attached to my back. Rocket exhaust, melt skin off like wet wax. Call sign Tomcat, master ace of aerial combat. I double time out to the tarmac. Thorn covers the launch pad or the ATC to fall back. But maintain visual contact. Switch to radar, innovation, navigational star map. I won't need to travel beyond that. My jet contrail so long that it could be seen in time zones 8 hours apart by NORAD. Bow waves are made when I sweep my arms back. To fast track to the lunar surface's dark patch. The darkest part of the moon where ISS 2 is parked at. Inside Onyx Black alien artifacts. Well guarded in the event of a chartered attack. The outpost is nothing more than a track. The red planet approach close. I know perigean impact. Phobos is controlled by the Drax. Deimos is the most underrated of the pack. It decimates any age more than double its mass. A solar max melts polar caps. I noticed that think tanks with closed minds miss unknown facts. Satellites track and match the stats. Statistics start to stack. I'm a man of science, not crap. With actionable impulse to act when I can't relax. I work hard but play hard in fact. My rose garden attracts rats. I sit back and listen to jazz and smoke hash in a mineral bath. I meditate slightly awake. The moon rays interpermeate my physical state. I gaze into space. The light waves race and shift shape. Colors escape. I concentrate on 8 frequency rates. The body begins to numb as the spirit elevates. But wait, I'm interrupted by a buzz at my front gate. Closed circuit surveillance showed me a face. How entertaining.
Special agents came to visit my estate.
Miss Money Penny, bring me a plate, a cup of tea, and my Tevi cloth robe. Then show the man to me. I wait. He walked in with a blank face. I calmly remarked, "You're late." He responded with a strong handshake. Miss Money Penny returned with eggs and pancakes. I offered them a seat. Standing up looked so out of place. He kindly obliged, but the other two continued to stand. Folded their hands and gave me the nod. The silence was so profound that even soft sounds seemed loud with ambient music in the background. I slurped when I sipped my tea. It was hot. I choked when I chewed my chow. It was not. In slow motion, the silence was broken. You could hear a pin drop.
He said, "You cannot save hip hop."
I said, "Why not?" I sold mixtapes to buy stock. I've been researching and developing a spit box. Rap is deeply rooted in the music generation. I can prove it, but it doesn't constitute publication. I swear the great bear entered the dragon's lair. I was there in the center of St. Petersburg Square. A scientist, a silent observer, but I witnessed the murder. Took a picture of the body and a burner. Circuit of time, you call me from Burma. In Port Charlotte, Florida. Said you were in the coastal corridor. And that's what you call help? 8 months of camp, kill yourself, couldn't rehabilitate what I felt. And now here you are, in my backyard, accusing me for being an outlaw for my bar. I ain't got nothing for you. I call my controller. You call your employers, they can talk to my lawyers. He got up and turned his back on me and said, "I'll be back, homie." I said, "You better bring an army." He said, "You don't want war." I called Money Penny on the intercom and said, "Baby, shoot him to the door." To be continued, stay tuned for more. Secret dialogue from the Merchant of Metaphors.